Session number 18022, Reel 6.
Reel 6.
I said to her, my wife said, these little trays are beautiful. And she said, oh, have one. So we said, you know, how much do we owe you? She said, no, nothing. It's, you know, it's what you did for our country. And we drove from, in a convoy, basically, from Seoul down to Busan to the cemetery. And there were 5 coach loads, and they all have a big banner on the coach that said Korean War veterans, you know, British Korean War veterans. And of course it's in Korean as well. And we had a motorcycle escort all the way down, and whenever we came to a crossroads, they stopped all the traffic and let us through, and all the people in the coaches and wagons and that were all passing and, you know, waving and clapping and that. And we stayed in this hotel outside Busan, and it was a hotel that had never had Europeans in, and the food wasn't all that good, but they tried their best to do European food, and it was quite a pricey hotel. The, you know, the cost of drinks were a bit pricey. So somebody said, just down the road, not very far, there's a little place that sells beer and things like that. So quite a few of us decided to go down this to this place, and it turned out that the woman that owned it had been a nurse with the Americans and spoke American English kind of thing. And when she found out that we were Korean veterans, there wasn't enough seats outside, but she went to the other customers and took the seats off them and gave them a beer crate to sit on so we could sit on the seats and that. And we were down there about three nights, I think. And we went down one afternoon for a drinking afternoon. And while we were there, the beer wagon had come in, and we'd emptied them out that night before, and she had to get fresh supplies in on that. But she was a brilliant woman. And as I say, you know, with her being able to speak English, it helped. They took us for a tour around KBS, Korean Broadcasting Service. And on the way round, there was a party of school kiddies, probably be 7, 8, and the teacher taking them round. And I don't know how it started, but somehow one of the blokes went over and got hold of the hand of a little girl and started walking round with her. So then somebody else did it, then somebody else did it, and before the tour finished, everybody were walking round with a little girl. We had a little girl, you know, my wife had hold in one hand and I hold in the other. And we gave them all sorts of bits of pieces and that, you know, coins that, you know, British coins that we had. And they all wanted you to sign the name and sign your name and address on a piece of paper, and we were scrounging for bits of paper, you know, writing his names and addresses on that. Yeah.
What do you feel today in 1998 about having taken part in the Korean War?
Better now than I did then. Because basically, we were given no choice in it. We didn't know what it was about. In fact, we didn't even know where the damn country was. But when you go back and see it now, the way that it's grown, and up to the last couple of the years, the healthy economy that it has, and especially you see the little kiddies, you know, that the it's brilliant, and it was all well worth it. In Busan, the cemetery is the only United Nations cemetery in the world. There's all the plots, but there's no Americans there. They've all been taken back. There's just a big green plot with a flag flying. Now all the Brits are still there. They've got a lovely headstone. It's immaculately kept. And every day they take school children round. and tell them all this story about Korean War, and to give them a chrysanthemum to put on a stone. They pick one plot out, you know, shall we say, today, the Brits today, and the others tomorrow in the turn and that. And they take the kiddies round and that and teach them and that. Beautiful. It's amazing. To see the country now, and when you think back to when it was, it's incredible. While we were there in 85, they took us to a theatre. They call them the Little Angels of Korea, and they go all over America and UK and that, and they're girls singing and dancing troupe, and they do modern songs, you know, old-fashioned Korean songs, these farmers' dances and things like that. And they put a performance on while we were there. And we walked into this hotel, this theatre, and there was 154 of us, including wives, on that trip. And there was only 154 seats in front that were emptied. The rest were filled with Koreans. And we walked in, and they stood up and clapped and cheered. You felt like royalty. And, you know, then you got the little things. People would stop you on the street because they gave us all name tags to wear. And on this name tag, it had your name and it had, you know, squiggle, squiggle, squiggle to say who you were. And people would just simply come up and shake your hands, give a little bow and, you know, off you go on that.